I am a very stylish girl. How do I look?
Very good.
How do I look? How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. How do I look?
Say, I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. 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 I am a very stylish girl. How do I look? How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. 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 I am a very stylish girl.
Hola, 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 hola. You are listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls! See, I feel we can do that here. That's fine. Wolfie's fine, honey. Wolfie's just fine.
We hear people next door yelling.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Danielle, I think you may need to get a little closer to the microphone. There we go. Well, Danielle, this is the first time we've done it this way. That sounds not very good, but, you know, we're in the kitchen and...
Hallway.
Yeah, it's a hallway.
It's a little, like, I guess, is it a landing, a little bar area?
I don't know.
Whatever, a little island, whatever you want to call it. We are standing in the hallway, and then we're looking into the kitchen, which I love our kitchen. And
I know,
Instagram.
And look at, I love you, man, is right there.
Yes.
I love you. And we have the assistance of Miss Marilyn Monroe right here as well.
Yeah, the only thing is I am a shorty. Yeah. I'm 4'11". And
tippy toes? No. Right now, I'm on my tippy toes, and I feel like there's going to be lots of times in the show that I might get very passionate, and I'm going to get a nice calf workout, which totally works out for me.
Yeah, that's fine, because I didn't make it to the gym today, so I'm making up for it right now, podcasting.
There you go. There you go. Well, Danielle, The reason why I chose that song is because today we had a meet up with our old landlord, Old Roper.
Yep.
And when we met up with Old Roper, we had to go to our old neighborhood, and it was really interesting what happened. And before I get into that, when he asked about where we live now, I could tell by his vibe that he expected us to move, like downgrade even from the piece of crap we were at.
Exactly.
Like, and so when I said, that's why immediately I was like, oh yeah, it's bigger. And I remember he looked at me like, oh good, that's good. And then that's when I said, actually, there's a gym, two saunas, a pool, and he stopped writing what he was doing, and he looked at me, and I go, and a jacuzzi, so it's perfect. And he goes, how'd you pull that? And we'll get on to that when we tell our story a little bit more. But that's why I chose that song, because I felt like a very stylish girl.
Oh, yes, very fancy. And the way that...
Not even trying.
Yeah, not even. And just... It's kind of cool to take a step back and say, you know what, that is my life. And we kept telling this guy that I was behind because my old job owed me lots of money. I was working 50 hours a week. Okay, where's my little violin? I was doing it, and I was getting underpaid terribly. The business ended up just going under. So I got a new job, and it just takes a few weeks to really catch up, especially when you're so far behind. And I kept saying, hey, look. This is what's going on. And we, slowly but surely, I think even one time we paid our rent on time, Shelley. I think it happened once. As far as these past, like, since I got my new job. I mean, not all the years we lived.
Right.
And then we were just pretty much almost on it. Like, we've made a good progression. So now here we are, and, you know.
You know what's so weird, Danielle? Okay, like, I'm just going to go totally lucha right now.
Oh, alrighty.
When you were describing right now your work and, you know, since you've been hired at your new job, how that was like the beginning, when you had, I was listening to you. I was there with you.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, I started saying, when we lived at Wilcox, did she work there? Because now this is our new normal. And I even tweeted about it earlier today that I, for who I was a couple months ago, I don't even know who that girl is. Like, it's weird. But I had to be that girl. And I remember at that time when I was trying to figure it out and everything, I knew I wasn't myself. But I knew it's because I had to learn and I had to have experiences in order to be who I am right now, like talking to you today when we saw freaking Roper. And so it's not... you know, being hard on myself, saying, oh, I'm so not that person. No, I even knew at that time, that's why it was frustrating, because I knew it was for something, and I just wanted to feel myself, and like, it's that waiting period, you know, and that patience that you have to have, because us as human beings, by nature, we want to know, like, now, especially when you're people like us, where we just want to know if the right thing is to do, so we can do it. So I know for me, I don't know for you, whenever I find myself in those phases where I have to just wait and see how it works out naturally, it gets frustrating, and anxiety happens, because I want to know so I can fix whatever it is, I don't like it, so... Right now is tripping me out because of that journey, and finally I'm here, and now I'm nurturing that, you know, me evolving. This is like so normal now to me that I had to think hard for a second. Did she work there when we lived over there? And you did, because I thought about the night, and I was like, oh yeah, duh.
Okay.
But like, just to go, you know, chasing the rabbits down the rabbit hole. Like, it tripped me out because I was like, whoa, like, that so was our life. And today we had a little peek into our past. We Marty McFly today, big time.
We absolutely did. And it's crazy you bring up the whole patience thing, because we are pretty patient people. And in saying that, my patience is constantly getting tested. There's no other way to be, because that's just what we have to be a lot of the times. And we are definitely in a lot of transition phases in our life and our careers and different things we're doing. So it involves a lot of waiting. We're just not at that point where everything is happening so fast and decision making and all these big like changes all quick. Like, we are kind of easing into things, and usually in life that's how it is. There's only a few exceptions where things just bang, 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 like, you know, and it seems like to be a domino effect when that happens.
I disagree though, because look at our life now. It took that waiting process, being patient, but then you got this new job. And maybe it wasn't immediately after, but then we got here. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's like, it was still within that time frame.
You know, and yeah. It's like, sometimes it's more woe, but not really. It's like, not much time. We've only been here, tomorrow will be a month.
No, that
Why
is
do I
true.
Keep saying tomorrow? Tomorrow's not Tuesday. Tuesday will be a month.
Ouch. Well, yeah, that is true.
You okay there?
I got attacked by art right now, my own art.
It happens. You gotta watch out. But it's interesting because, you know, just going back to our day and how it was, let's just back up a little bit. So this morning, I thought I was going to go do this audience gig. Mm-hmm. And I told myself, you know what, like, it's just $40. It sounds like a lot of trouble, and I need to take care of business today.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow I'm going to be out of town going to Hood Slam. So I was just really like, what do I do? And I said, you know what, if I wake up and I sold some stuff overnight, then I'm fine with that. And I did. So I was like, okay. And so I went to the gym, and I did my Jessica Simpson workout. Shout out to Jessica Simpson. And felt great. Came inside. Oh, no. By the in between me going to the gym, I had texted Roper a question mark. Because the day before, I said, hey, any updates, amigo? And then he didn't say anything. So then today, I thought, if he doesn't get back to me tomorrow in the morning, early, so he knows I'm up early, I'm going to text him. So it was like 7-something in the morning. Mm-hmm. I text him the question mark. I go to the gym. And then I just had this feeling that they really didn't do anything because we were supposed to get our deposit for that we put down there when we first moved. And when we were told that 21 days after you move out of somewhere, they have to pay you your deposit. And the blessing in disguise when we moved here was there was an error when we put the money down. And they forgot to charge us an extra $500 because we have bad credit. So we've been relying on getting this deposit to pay for that. So it was really important because I'm like, dang, the 5th is tomorrow. And if we don't pay by the 5th, we have to, like, we're already starting off on a bad foot. And not only that, but it's going to be the 5th. So now they're going to add whatever percent it is that we have to pay extra.
Yeah.
And it's like, ay, ay, ay. So he kind of went back and forth with me. At one point, he said, pretty much, you guys were always late on your rent, so meet me tomorrow instead. And I was like, well, and then I explained to him. And it's interesting because, you know, sometimes when you tell people too much information, they kind of use it against you. Like, I didn't want to tell him, but I was like, you know what, maybe I just need to tell him. And that's when I was like, you know, the people we live, you know, we're renting from now, they're waiting for this deposit. So it's part of my security deposit. So that's why I'm concerned. And then that's kind of when he changed his tune. And I thought maybe I shouldn't have said that at first. But then that's what got him to say, okay, well, I can give you $500 then. And then that right away made me think, okay, that means we're going to get even more back because he's going to meet with you tomorrow. So we go down to meet him at the Chase. And it was interesting because all of a sudden, you and I were having a great day. And something happened to me. And it was like I told you, like a switch to where I just didn't feel well. And I was having negative thoughts. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I've experienced a lot of that recently too, because now that we've gotten out of the craziness and in a more peaceful area now, when I take my bus, I take it so early sometimes, or they just don't run frequent enough around here that I have to go back in our old area basically and take the bus. And once we start getting into Hollywood Boulevard, that's when all of a sudden I've had, even the last time I worked, a really huge panic attack where I felt like if I were to cross the street, I might just fall flat on my face and just pass out. Like I was feeling real bad, and I had to go to 7-Eleven, and I got some food, and I was saying how it's crazy out there, and the guy working at 7-Eleven told me that just act crazy if worse comes to worse, like them, which is a good idea. But yeah, and I just was pushing through, finally got to my bus stop. But that's how it feels. It is like a switch. All of a sudden, you're just in la-la happy land over here, and then you barely go a few blocks down, and then it's scary homeless guy with his pants down scratching his butt at 10 in the morning. You know, it's crazy. It's unexpected, and some people, they're just trouble, and they're looking for trouble. And it's just very stressful.
So we get there, and then it's funny because there's this girl who I told Danielle, I said, I've seen this girl before. She rides a bike or her rollerblades. And then that's when I was like, oh my gosh, Danielle, there was a time when we lived on Wilcox and I walked you to your bus stop and it was really cold. So I'd wear that blue robe that grandma got me and, or gave me rather. And it was just so cold and I didn't have a real jacket because all my jackets are flimsy or hoodies. And it was just, I know to people back east, they're rolling their eyes, but it was cold.
Yes.
So I was coming back and of course I had the Mertzes and I see this chick all blinged out on this bike. And because it's a red light for her to not cross, she's just like circling in the bike and I could tell, oh, she's going to say something. And then right before she crosses, she goes, bitch, why you got your robe on for? And I just looked at her, and I just started laughing. I said, because I'm cold. And she goes, then put your jacket on. And then she, like, went on her way, and I just laughed so hard because she, that was right around the time we were re-embracing Martin. So we were already, like, all about Shanae. People know what we're talking about. A few months ago, me and Danielle just couldn't shut up about Shanae.
Yeah, we're on a Martin kick.
Mm-hmm. And so it was that time. So for me, I was like, dude, that is totally Shanae. That's why I couldn't help but laugh. Well, there she was, tripping out as usual on her rollerblades. And it was interesting, though, because I told you, I forgot how the conversation came up, but we're talking about her, and I said, I think people, oh, how the she was on the rollerblades. I was like, if you're on drugs, like, that bad, how can you be on a bike or rollerblades? And then I kind of thought, and I think, you know what? When people are so into their addiction, it's almost like they can control when they can, like, turn it on and off sometimes. Like, some of them, not everyone, but, you know, the people who are heavy into stuff, they can. They can almost, like, lie to the world about who they are, you know what I mean? And it was crazy because when our landlord was like, I'm inside, and I'm like, okay.
Where are you?
Where are you? And he was 15 minutes late, but whatever. So we go in there, and then there she was. And her weird friend were there. And I was listening to her talk, and I was like, dude, this doesn't even seem like the same chick that was just not even 2 minutes ago screaming outside, talking to the tree. Like, and now she pulled it together, and that's when I was like, see, I knew it. It was that type.
Yeah. It's crazy because I've dealt with people who they were clearly tripping out and there's just some heaviness they had with them and they were projecting it. And when you're so not in that mode and you're looking in someone's eyes and even if they're trying to pull it together, you still feel something.
I know, but like, she was a mess, and it was not even 2 minutes later.
I know. That's
and then
wild.
She was talking very controlled. Her friend, whatever shady business they were trying to pull, she was, like, making sense, and she took control of the conversation. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's people out there that they're so heavy in whatever their darkness is that when it comes time to pull it together and trick the world, they can do it. And it's not a lot of people, but they're out there.
Yeah, that's scary, dude.
Anyways, so there's Roper. And it was interesting because I was like, there he is with his little shorts. And then when I heard him say something to the teller, my heart stopped for a second because I remember that voice in that apartment and like the anxiety it brought me.
I know, it just like triggers. It's like post-traumatic stress syndrome.
So then he comes over to us, and then that's like we're talking about at the beginning, how he was like, oh, you know, you got a bigger place, and that whole thing, and very stylish girl came about. But I really feel like we own our energy, and not only that, I know we did for a fact, because I felt like when he shook our hands, like, he's never really been like that. Like, he's done that to me one time before, and that's when he asked me, are you guys really leaving? Yeah. So it's interesting because no matter how many weird things went on over there at Wilcox with Mamacita or Eric or whatever, I think that those people really did see us. Like, even though we were so distracted and, like I'm pretty sure, like, I remember we used to get those notes about the poop. Well, I never got them anymore, so they're probably watching the monitors and saw that I was picking up. And that would be times like, people don't even pick up and they're blaming the Mertzes. You know what I mean? All those things, for 3 years, they've been watching us. And so for 3 years, they saw that there was something different. I think that's why they allowed us to pay our rent late. And they didn't kick us out. And they're the ones that proposed that maybe we just give our 30 days so we can save up money to go somewhere else. Yeah. And I kind of feel that, and not to sound like a nerd, but Roper, when he shook her hand, he was proud.
He
was happy for us.
There was pride in that handshake, and I accept it.
Because he knew that they helped us, because they did. We got funny stories now from living over that crazy old Wilcox.
Oh, yeah, and we got the experience. But it's crazy, because when I've been forced to go in that area just to go to the CVS, like, everything's the same. There's the same security guard. There's the same craziness. I'm seeing people tripping out. And on my bus, I am forced to go through that. And I see the same person tripping out all the time. Even today when we were coming home, I saw the same person going and almost getting hit by cars in traffic. We both saw that, and I've seen that person going around on the boulevard in the daytime, and there's all these kids around. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I knew it was really stressful for me living in there, and gosh, I'm so glad we're away from it.
But that's what I'm saying. So to him, he probably thought we would just live there forever. You know what I mean? Like, that's what people do. Until they were tired of helping us, and then they would kick us out. Like they probably did to Dutch. That's probably what happened. Those weirdos that lived across from us, it's probably what happened. But I feel that they let us get away with it longer because there was something different about us. And I think it's because they probably watched us way more than we thought.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know. I just really received Roper's handshake today.
It was well deserved on our parts, too, and theirs. So, all right.
It's good. And you're seeing tomorrow.
Yes, and it's good to not burn your bridges. Even if you're never going to see someone again, or we could have just said, screw you, watch it, whatever, blah, 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 or nothing like that happened. And I don't know. I think it was a peaceful farewell, and tomorrow I'll have my last dose of Roper.
Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
So, yeah, it's good. It's good that we can have that all behind us, and I'm happy about that. And the next step, get a car so we don't have to walk through that.
Amen, sister. Well, let's take a break. I need to drink some water. My throat hurts. And we'll be right back.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making towns. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison
listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the OC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Truth. The Voice of Truth has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Truth for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Juma, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn, burn like a wicker cabinet. Chalk white and oh so frail. I see our time has gotten stale. Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I'm Shelley. She's Danielle. We're just hanging out over here, having a good old time.
We certainly are, Shelley. Tonight's a lovely night, and I really appreciate the ambiance that is created.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Danielle. Before we move forward with our storytelling, brother, sister, and my real sister, I have been really inspired by seeing different acoustic performances or on Sex and the City, sometimes when Carrie's writing. Like, all these different settings that are creative. All of them are about creating. And there's always candles and that ambiance. And I got, like, when I kept piecing it all together, I was like, I get it, because you're being open, so you gotta kind of be at that, like, you know? And I feel that the reason why I know it's so important is because when I first started podcasting, doing video chats, I would talk super fast. And it's because I had no problem being open and talking to people, but it's like I had a lot to say, so I would just talk really fast. And people kind of interpret that as being bubbly, so it's fine. It wasn't negative. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's fine. But when that was going on, like, sometimes I'd be talking so fast, and I'd be like, is this person even listening? And then it gave me anxiety, and I thought, am I boring them? So, needless to say, I just want to give positive vibes to podcasting all these years, yeah, and all the times we've tried, because it's really helped my communicating skills.
Absolutely, yes.
So, in saying that, it's like, it took me a long time to get that. And one thing that I know that we would always end up having a good podcast, even if I started out talking fast, was when we would just be chilling. Like, we would have, whether it was coffee, tea with a hookah, or it was the absinthe days, just having wine, like, whatever. Like, it all equaled us being at a certain level. And when I've been reminded lately of just candles and what that can bring, that's when I was like, darn it, why don't we do podcasts? And I told you that. I said, how come when we podcast, we don't, like, create that?
I know, we absolutely should. And burning oils. Today you said you want to get oils. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a time of night that we would start burning oils. I mean, we'd be burning oils all day anyways, but there's that time of night where you can light some candles and really put a little extra of the scented oil. And I don't know. It's good to relax like that. And there's different.
I smell it right now. Oh, it tingles me. It tingles me.
It's good. It's like a little treat at the end of the day for you. And I don't know. Whatever kind of day you're having, lighting a few candles can really change things.
It can.
Especially a scented candle.
Well, these ones, you can't really smell. They're supposed to be lavender, but whatever.
See, I keep doing the thing where I'm going on my tippy toes and then
it's beating you up. The art's beating you up.
The art is beating me up.
Danielle, let's talk about Lyft.
Yes.
Okay, so we've been using Lyft a lot. For those of you who don't know, Lyft is an alternative of taking a taxi or a cab. What's the difference from a taxi and a cab?
Oh.
It's a good question, right?
Relaxy taxi.
Relaxy. So it's one of those things where at first, when I first saw what it was, I saw on Facebook there was these cars with the pink mustaches, and you know how much the mustache craze bothers me. So I was like, what the hell is this? And so I thought at first that somebody did that to their car that liked, you know how like when you like a page, it's on your, like a friend will like a page. Yeah. So they'll say so-and-so liked this to kind of get you to like it too. So I thought the person who liked it did that to their car. And I was like, man's douchebag. I guess he's a douchebag, huh? Like, I judged this person. I'll tell you privately later who it was. And then I realized, as I kept seeing it, that it wasn't his car. And I was like, what's this Lyft thing? What's this Lyft thing? And then finally, when I kept seeing it enough, I was like, oh. And then I tried it out one day. I think the first time was with us. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird because I'm so used to Lyft now that I'm thinking, when did I think that it wasn't what it was? I think for a while I thought, what is this? Is it some kind of expensive car service that you have to pay? And for some reason, I thought it was expensive. I don't know why. Mm. What was our first Lyft experience?
I know that I brought Lyft into our life. Maybe one day I'll think about it hard and we can come up with something.
Yeah,
but
you don't have the time
for
that.
We're rambling already. People are probably already rolling their eyes, judging us. Just kidding. But I know Bobby is. Anyway, It's all about me. So Lyft hires people who I hope they screen carefully, and they pick up people in their car. So it's just like a cab or a taxi, whatever you prefer, but people use their own car. Yeah. So we've been using it. It's cheaper.
And
it's cheaper.
It's connected to Facebook. They see your profile, and then people, you can kind of screen people as well on both ends.
Because you can cancel, right?
Yeah, and so it's totally like through an app. So that's how you pay for it, and you can even take a few days to pay if you don't have to give the
kayfabe out there, sister.
Oh, shoot. Leave that out. Okay, it's late over here. Never mind.
No, it's already out there. It's fine. Just be quiet about it. So anyways.
Too bad it's too late. Play your flute.
So we've been using it a lot. You know, it's been very beneficial to us to use the Lyft, especially when it was just a donation basis. Now they have a minimum, which is fine. I'm sure people took advantage of it. At that time, it helped us out, because the way it worked at first is it would recommend you pay a certain fee, but you can lower it. And so times where I didn't have enough money, I wrote on there, sorry, I wrote the notes, but I'm sure people probably took advantage of it. Yeah. So whatever, it's fine. So last week I took a Lyft to the gig I had for the, I think it's NCSIM LA, the one with LL Cool J. I don't know. I don't watch that show. But, I just, a beach girl, doing my thing all day long. But I had to go to the beach really early, and I was going to take the bus at first. But then I realized I was going to be on Venice and Fairfax at, 3 in the morning. And I was like, that's just not going to happen, because I've done that before. And I couldn't do it. So I was like, you know what? I'll figure out paying the Lyft guy. I don't care. I just need to get there. So on the way there, it was cool because we had cool conversation, but then I kind of got the vibe that he was hitting on me, even though he kept bringing up his girlfriend. And so okay, maybe there's some girls out there, they see it as a challenge, so maybe that's part of his game. I don't know, because he kept telling me how she's a Playboy model. So, he seemed all about her, and he had something from Cantor's. I was like, ooh, Cantor's. He's like, yeah, I'm bringing it to my girlfriend. And I was like, okay, he's saying girlfriend a lot, but okay, maybe he's making it clear that he's not being a creep, but probably not. And then sure enough, we talk about all this great stuff. That's maybe next week I'll get into it more, because I found some information and I haven't researched it yet that he was talking about. I found very fascinating, Danielle, and I think you would too. So we had a cool conversation. We went there. We went deep. And then when he drops me off, he goes, well, here's my card, if you ever want to hang out and talk some more, whatever. And I was just like, oh my gosh, don't you have a girlfriend? And I just laughed and I was like, bye. I threw the card away. But the point is, he didn't disrespect me. We did have a really cool conversation. So to me, I thought, that's a good way to start my day, because it was still dark out on the beach. I got to see the sunrise, and I did my Jew prayers while that happened. So it was cool, I felt that set the pace for the day, because my day was very positive, and I got into a lot of really cool conversations. But there was a douchebag on set, as per usual, so it's my guard was up because the Lyft driver. But it was still a very positive experience. So, just to pause for a second, I'll keep going. So then when I got the Lyft ride home, again, I had a cool guy. This guy wasn't doing that. He wasn't trying to hang out. But it was really cool because we got to talking, and of course he asked me what I do, and when I brought up wrestling, he said that The Rock trains at his gym. And he goes, you know what's cool? He's like, at one time, because of my work schedule, I had to go at the wee hours of the morning. He goes, and at one day, I saw The Rock there at 3 in the morning. So I went the next day. He goes, I didn't want to bother him, but I just, was really curious because he's so big, and but I didn't want to bother him and ask him for advice because he's The Rock. He's like, so I just, whatever. He's like, and then I saw when he was getting ready for the Hercules movie, he was at the gym almost every day at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, you know what? Even though people think me getting up at 7:30 is early, I know for what I need to do and what I need to achieve, I just have to get up earlier. That's just it. I have to be getting up at 6. And that's what my whole daily video's purpose was. And I've said this before, 7:30 is still too late, but I still do it.
Well, Shelly, you're talking to Miss yourself.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, and for a while there, I was getting pretty good at it, and it's really strange because when I have to, when it's a job or some kind of appointment, something that I have to be somewhere at a specific time, I could do it. But waking up on my own, I just like to sleep in. I do, especially because I wake up so early a lot of the times, and I think that today, you know, part of the reason why I'm really embracing these, being on my tippy toes, working out my calves, is because I kind of could use exercise, and I am inspired by The Rock, and you get what you put in, and that dedication's, you know, gosh, I'm, what, two doors down from the gym?
I'm telling you, Danielle.
I know.
I'm telling you, and I know it's hard because I am right there with you, and it's taken me to just really have to tell myself, it's literally two doors down, so what do I have to lose? And I always feel better. And I still myself haven't been going as often as I should because it is two doors down. And to what my fitness goal is, I can easily get there. And I don't have to take such a slow process. If I just got up earlier so I can take the Mertzes out and I can feed them, give Ethel her shot, and then do my daily video, post it on ShellyMartinez.org, and then walk my booty two doors down and do the Jessica Simpson workout. Because I felt empowered today when I was doing that workout. And it just all goes back to, I have to get up earlier, and that's just it.
Yeah.
To get business handled. So going back to The Rock, it made me just think about that, and that's why since that day, I've been pretty on it, you know what I mean? Because I keep thinking of that conversation. So we got lost a little bit in traffic, but much like our driver earlier today, he was able to zip through. And he goes, hey, you know, have you ever heard this like song? And, you know, it's like a Beyonce thing. And I was like, no. And he's like, here, let me put this in. It's not for everybody. And he put in this music, and it was covers, which is, you know, and he put in this music, and there were covers by a band called Postmodern Jukebox. And I was just so, like, because it's our kind of music. It's just like that jazzy throwback to, like, the 20s, sometimes the 50s. They take these mainstream pop songs, mm-hmm. and they sing them. And it's just like, you know, my day started with Lyft, and I received that conversation I had with this guy, and it was really cool. Maybe that's why he wanted to hang out with me some more. maybe. But still, it enlightened me. It uplifted me. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, not only did he uplift me, but with not even knowing how hardcore of a fan I am of The Rock and how much he inspires me, but he brought me Postmodern Jukebox, and I fell in love in that car ride. And everything I kept saying to him is, I just picture drinking a glass of wine with my sister listening to it. And he was like, no, he's like, if they ever play, he's like, I'm going to be first in line, and I'm going to give them a standing ovation after everything. And I hadn't seen what they look like. So I'm just hearing it, and I'm sold. I'm sold and eager to come home and tell you about this music that I just was given on this Lyft ride. So then you come home, and I tell you you have to listen to this music. Then I pull them up on YouTube. What? There are these cute girls who look like they really are from that era, doing the simplest little backgrounds with the band playing, and they're being like the kind of performer I relate to. OMG, I had no idea. So at that moment, that's when I was like, I remember we were so blown away. We both were dealing with our own personal dramas, but it was like we pushed it aside because we were so inspired by these women who were doing this powerful thing, and their videos are such a trip.
Yes.
And they're so talented, and their vibe, like, I vibe with performers that have that vibe. I don't know what that is, but I vibe with those people. And that's when I understood why he said I would give him a standing ovation, because he already knew. He's a fan already. Mm-hmm. He's introducing me. So he knew what they look like and what they do. I had no idea. So that's when I was like, that's why he said it. That's why he said he would stand up for every song and give him a, you know, a standing ovation.
Well, it's awesome because lately, I've been tweeting about it, Instagramming, and just everything in my life right now, I want it to be old, I want to listen to jazz, I want to listen to things that make me feel nostalgic, I want to be around antiques, like, right now my old soul is like starting to come alive, and you know, fall is around the corner, so I think that has something to do with it. But I don't know, I just wanted to really embrace that. And so when you showed me this, I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Like, this is something that's modern, duh, postmodern, jukebox. I mean, what a great name. It totally suits it, because you got these different people singing songs like Radiohead Creep and bringing out the soul in it. And it really just does come down to the singer and the musicians behind a song, because one song can sound totally different. It could be the same words, the same basic melodies and everything. Just switch it up a little bit, put different souls and artists behind it, and it has a totally different vibe. And I think that's really fun, and I think it's really cool, because sometimes we don't mesh well with certain singers. And there's some we've talked about many times, Adele. I'm sorry for you, those that, you know, really appreciate Adele. I think she's a great singer and all. Like, really, she's very talented. But personally, her vibe just doesn't mesh with mine. I just don't relate to it, and it just rubs me a little bit the wrong way sometimes. But I can hear a really good cover of an Adele song, and I could just love the song. You know, they bring out the sensitivity and everything, but in their own way, and
well, it's interesting,
something I can relate to.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the songs that Lyft driver put on was an Adele song, and I was like, I don't like Adele. And he's like, you don't? And I was like, no, but I love this version. I said, you know what it is? I said, I'm not saying that Adele isn't talented. I'm just saying, I don't know. And he goes, like, you don't like her vibe. I was like, exactly. Like, whatever is, like, she's got going on, it just rubs me the wrong way. And then he was like, well, it's the same thing with me, Beyonce. I'm not saying she's not talented. She's the most talented, you know. I'm not saying, not recognizing that. He was like, but I don't like her. He's like, I get a bad vibe, just like you do with Adele. It's just a bad vibe. And that conversation made me understand why there's certain actors, there's certain musicians, there's certain wrestlers that, like, I don't know. I'm not saying that you're not talented.
And you know,
I just, meh.
It's okay, because if you think about things,
it's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for you, and we're not going to like everyone we meet. We've heard that so many times. You're not going to like everyone you meet. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And it's true. And sometimes people rub you the wrong way, and it doesn't mean they're a bad person or you're a bad person. Maybe just the chemistry is off. Maybe you guys just think way differently. And sometimes I really believe in peace, you guys, and I think that we can all come together and have a great time. But sometimes you can't deny the chemistry and the energy behind just not meshing with someone.
And it's okay, like you said.
And it's fine. It's fine. Don't be hating, okay? But, you know, it's agree to disagree, whatever. It's just, you can be cordial to this person. It doesn't mean that you just are sickened by them when you see them.
That's the thing. There's, you know, I'm not going to blast anybody, but there's somebody out there. I don't like that guy. I'm sorry.
Trust that guy.
I don't trust him, and I don't like him. This is why I don't like him. And this is, I've never dissected this before, so maybe I'll learn something about myself right now. Going lucha again. There was a time where I felt bad saying I didn't like this guy. So I gave him opportunities to, like, redeem himself, because I thought maybe I'm just being stuck up. But no, he's so that guy. And when I try to tell him, and here's, this is before I disliked him, by the way. So my energy wasn't that I disliked him. I just felt he's just not somebody I mesh well with. So being that I had to share a locker room with him, I'll shake his hand. And I won't be fake. Like, you know, I wish him well. I don't wish bad things upon him. But I don't really have a conversation to have with him. So, you know, something's weird. So I feel bad. I feel bad. So then when he would call me out on it, I would say, I don't know, man. At one point I said, you tell me. You tell me what the problem is, because I don't have a problem with you, but you bring something weird. And so I've been very upfront with him. So there's been many times he's asked me why, and I give him the same answer. And I feel bad because at that time I didn't dislike him. I felt bad for him, but I was like, ah, you know, I just know his game. I see it a mile away, and especially being a woman in the business, I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate his douchebaggery. So then, when he started to talk negatively about me, that's when I don't like that guy. Because you know what? I had the balls to tell him to his face what my issue was, and that I wish I didn't even have it. But this guy, he wants to go, and he thinks I'm not going to hear about it. And then I see him, I wait, I don't say nothing. I wait, and then when I see him at a show, and then I wait for him, and he comes up to me, he does this, oh, it's great to see you. And then I'm like, really? Is it? Well, how come, blah, blah, blah. And I'll tell him, like, to his face. And he backpedals every time, but he's always a douchebag. Like, last time I told him, I was like, you know, it's real funny that blah, 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 if you're saying it's all good. And he was like, no, no. He's like, and it was awkward. And he like, goes, I'd make out with you right now. And I said, excuse me? And at the time, my boyfriend was with me. But he just was in the room. And I was like, don't talk to me like that. And he's like, I'm just saying, you know, that's how I feel. And I'm just like, see, that's why I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. You know, so what? And I've been so clear to him. It doesn't matter, brother. Just shake my hand and move on. But he can't stand. He's like George Costanza.
Just thinking Seinfeld all the way.
He's like Costanza. I can't stand ya.
Or even Newman. You know, it's known. And how about just, can we just talk about dating? How about, why is it okay in the dating world to just be around someone, go on a date, maybe it was nice, maybe you had a good old time, but it's just not doing it for you. Why can't we do that with people? Like, why don't we just approach relationships and people, or even jobs or whatever? It's okay to just say, you know what, this isn't working for me. I mean, there's a difference between being a flake and dropout, and then just saying, you know what, this isn't going to happen, and I'm not feeling it. It's okay.
It's like Larry David said, you tried it, it's not for me.
Exactly.
And that's how it is, but we just went in a totally different way.
We should have.
But anyways.
Postmodern jukebox lift.
I know, I'm there.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood. And the thing is, I just really got inspired that night, you know. And like I said, you and I were having some hard days. It was like 3 days, hard days, both of us separately. And then it's like that music was exactly what I needed, and something happened inside of me, and now I'm like re-inspired and reconnecting with something that's always been calling to me. And we talked about it before a little bit, which, you know, the pig Entwistle and like the whole like Rob, and Rob's into it, and he's somebody that we connect with, and but yet now we like are amongst that neighborhood and Hollywoodland, and we'll get all into it, whatever, but just saying, like, that music is part of what I was missing, because one of the things I told that lift guy was, have you ever heard of Squirrel Nut Zipper? Like, if you like this, you're going to love Squirrel Nut Zipper, so I hope he went and listened to that.
Oh, yeah, that's great. We gave each other good gifts of music, mm-hmm. If that was the case, but, gosh, like, I just was going through a lot with work and stuff, and I was listening to it and just getting so inspired to the point where I was alone for a day, and it just worked out with the schedules. We're all conflicting, and I just was at home taking care of the Mertzes, and it was my day off. And I was singing all day. It was these girls who inspired me, because I don't feel like I really fit in a lot of places in singing. And in the past, that's what's held me back, because I do have a lot of experience doing more classical sounds of singing, and I grew up listening to a lot of jazz. So, I don't know. It's just interesting. And then a few days ago, what were we watching? You're like, I love that woman, and she does voiceover, and she's a singer, too. But anyway, she had a real interesting voice, and I was thinking, gosh, I love that. And when I saw these girls, like, Shelly and I, we will always love our Rockabilly days, okay?
Brother, sister.
We podcasted about it. We taken pictures.
I want to go to Hootenanny.
That's always going to be a part of us. And recently, I just been listening to the Squirrel Nut Zippers station on my Pandora, and it has like Scott Joplin, the ding 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 ding, like real classic old timey kind of stuff, and then it has like more modern things, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and I just been feeling it, and especially because my soul has been feeling so old lately. Like I was thinking about Phantom of the Opera, and I watched the old one, and I decided I'm going to, like, get all dressed up and go to this little wine and cheese thing, by the way, that an antique store was having nearby. And it was still in the same neighborhood where Peg Entwistle was and stuff. And I got invited to an event that basically is going to be showcasing the last movie that she was in. And if you
when is that again?
You know what? I want to say it's on the 17th, which is the day that this actress, if you don't know the story, can you give them the quick summary?
The quick summary. Here's the cliff notes. So, actress Peg Entwistle, back in the DZ brother sister 20s, she was very successful in the East Coast, so she moved to the West Coast for a promising movie career. She came here, she did a couple things, topless things that she wasn't proud of. Just saying, I like to throw that out there because, you know, I can relate. Scandals, if you will.
Scandalous.
And she got very discouraged. And as the tale goes, she was living with her uncle. And she told him she was going to go meet some friends. She walked up to the Hollywood sign, went to the top of the H, and killed herself. And then 2 days later, the Beverly Hills Playhouse sent her a letter saying that she was going to star in this play that they're going to have. And it was going to revamp her career, and the character she was going to be playing commits suicide. So that's what the whole irony is about Peg Entwistle giving up when she was at one point somebody that even Betty Davis was inspired by. And she felt that she failed, so she killed herself. And it's crazy because, I mean, we could talk for hours, different podcast. If you know the Martinez girls, we've talked about Peg Entwistle before. So that's why it's like the full circle. So if you've been a loyal fan of ours, listener, whatever, fun time gang, woo! I think this is a treat because I know when I invest into like a podcast or a TV show, you know the backstory. So when things come full circle, you kind of feel like you're part of it because you know, like, I know Bobby's out there, he knows all about Peg Entwistle. So for him to hear us talk about like this, he gets it. So he's gonna be like, oh my gosh, that's a trick.
And you shot as her. Mm-hmm. Right in front of the Hollywood sign with a blonde wig on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah, they invited me and just the community to a little picnic to watch this movie of hers, the last one she was in, and I believe that she had committed suicide on the 17th, and I'm not sure if they're doing it on the 18th or the 17th, depending on if it falls on a weekend or not, so I'm not quite sure, but that's something I heard, and I heard juicy, I guess, town gossip. Supposedly, I mean, this is just, I don't want to disrespect or anything, but supposedly the family really wants people to pay homage to Peg Entwistle and her life and her achievements and really get a good understanding of who she really was. Because, gosh, people know about Marilyn Monroe, they know about all these classic actresses, and she's somebody to be noted and to be talked about. I mean, that's pretty intense, and what the Hollywood sign means, especially at that time, and what that symbolizes, and what happens to a lot of people when they do come to Hollywood, and the ugliness that comes with it, that's always been there, and it gets worse. You know?
And living where we used to live, I feel like we saw that a lot. You know what I mean?
We
saw, like, even as simple as the CVS, we knew when there was a new person there, it's because they were chipper. And we'd say, oh, let's see how long it takes for this store to break them. And we would literally see them change as people. And I thought it was really sad. Like, I never said it in a making fun, mocking, joking manner. Like, it was always like, that's just what's going to happen. And I wanted to be wrong. But even today, like, when we're in our old neighborhoods, like, there was a lady that worked there forever. We didn't see her anymore, and we went to a Walgreens, and she was there one day. We're like, oh, my gosh, she finally got out of there. Like, we did.
We all finally got out of there.
Yeah,
so just going back to the reality of things, the families, you know, really had been wanting to do this for years, pay tribute to her in her life and her achievements. But they are claiming that she had a lot of mental health problems and depression, and that's what led to that, and she was fine, but it was these mental issues that she was struggling with that led her to it, and that her career actually was not in jeopardy. So I don't know if that's just the Juicy Town gossip. So I'm just saying I heard from a friend.
Why I said goes the tale. And being that I've been drawn to this woman forever, I want to know the truth. Mm-hmm. I want to know the truth. And it's fine if that's not the truth and they just fancied up a story. That's why I said as the tale goes. I want to know facts. I would love to talk to her family.
Yeah, they'll definitely be there. So... yeah,
going I better back bring to, my microphone.
Going back to Old Soul, like, I got some pictures, and a lot of, they really want to preserve the culture and the families that live there, so a lot of it is, like, actresses that grew up in this area. So it's cool, because Shelley and I, we just love being around, you know, the energy that's left behind from somebody, and I'm sure our energy is at that building in our old place. It has to be, like, you just can't deny that. So... I don't know. It was a really cool experience because with just Postmodern Jukebox and what that's been bringing me, this inspiration, like, I feel like I'm going to explode, and it's, like, pretty awesome, and I haven't felt this inspired for a while, and it all goes back to Postmodern Jukebox, and I've been literally watching it every day, and different songs, like the Fancy song. Okay, I don't really care for this song. I think it's catchy. It has all the makings of a great pop song, okay? I'm not denying that. But, yeah, I don't know. I can just change the channel and find something better on. But, gosh, this remake of the Roaring Twenties version of it, that makes so much sense because that song is decadent. And that was a time that that's how it was and getting drunk off the minibar. Like, oh, my gosh, you got a girl who her voice sounds so old school and she's in a flapper outfit and she's singing this whole cover, this remake, this Roaring Twenties remake of Fancy. And I'm like, dang, that is awesome. That's what I want to start my day off to. And I have been. It's been awesome. And it's caused me to start... You know when you're on YouTube and then you start going one thing, and like, oh my gosh, it reminds me of this. So I've been watching a lot of Chicago, and Shelley knows that I freaking love Chicago, and I would love to see it live one day, Shelley, you and I. That's going to be us one day. We're going to go. Yes, Wicked. Oh my gosh, I'm ready to cry at a theater. I'm so ready for that. But I don't know, like, it's just a big ball of inspiration, basically, because I can go on all day, but...
It is, and
there's more to come, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, man. And the thing is I was telling Danielle that I really want to podcast with them for Martinez Girls Radio, and I said it all starts with Twitter. And guess what? They replied to me, and I put over their music, so we just got to keep putting over their music, and we'll get ourselves a nice little interview, and we can tell them this story.
We can, and just what it's doing for us, and we'll...
And you never know, maybe they need to hear that and gain that energy from us, like paying that energy forward, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, using our platform that we podcast, and I have all these Twitter followers, people look at that and go, okay, if I want to promote something, I can really promote, because this is a different... genre, if you will, of their normal fan base. So it's like, because of that, we're going to have an opportunity, of course, because you and I are always weird like that, and people who inspire us, we always end up meeting somehow, and we get to share with them, like, cool moments that, like, are meaningful. And so imagine if you worked hard, and, you know, you bust your butt, and they do, because they have choreography, and, like, the whole thing. And then someone, maybe you're having a bad day and you're feeling discouraged, maybe we should just quit. And then somebody's interviewing you, telling you the story we just said. It's a little uplift. You never know.
You never know, because it gets tough, especially when you're trying to do your thing and you're so unique and you're dealing with so many different musicians, because it's
politics.
And it's not just one singer. They have a couple different girls. They interchange. They basically, I think, have the same band. Like, they'll kind of expand. But, yeah, and it's just a bunch of way different singers. There's this one. I mean, they're all great. They're fantastic, and they nail it. But there's this one. She sings, womanizer. She's, like, sounds so old school, and, like, I am watching this video and seeing this sassy woman, like, just wow. I haven't seen a woman act like that since I watched a 50s film, you know? Like, Shelley and I have always been inspired by the womanliness of the women back then. And I know that there was a lot of oppression and a lot of views of, okay, the wife is the housemaker, this is the role of a female. But at the same time, like in the movies, the actresses that Shelley and I have grown up watching and being inspired by, they were these total charming, witty, talented, like they were strong women. They really were. And I just loved it because they would just holding up a scene with freaking Cary Grant and giving it back to him. And gosh, freaking Cary Grant, he's, you know, on his toes all the time, you know, he's got it. So
you mean the man?
The man. Almost like the merch. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And talking about that, you know, hello, Fred and Ethel. I mean,
the merch alert. We haven't had a merch alert this whole time.
You know
time.
Why we haven't had one? Because we live in peace now.
Oh my gosh. Is this the first podcast ever that we've had that
no.
we haven't had a merch alert?
No, because we had one in the bedroom, remember?
Oh yeah, and then we had one out and about. But saying.
It's all good. It's no, good. Things are changing. Well, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageVibe helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageVibe can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageVibe.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
You should want a bad chick like
Papa A, couple goose, couple Chris Hale, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that. Boot top like we bring an 88 back. Bring the hooks in, where the bass at? Champagne spilling, you should taste that. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the best lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Can't you taste the gold? Remember my name, the blue, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, baby, I do this, I thought that you knew this. Can't say no waiters, and I'm in Massachusetts. My flow just started, each week did the flooded. Swagger on stupid, I can shop in no department. Get my money on time, take no money, decline. Admit that there's so much, but give a line of wine. Get my money on time, take no money, decline. Can't worry about no waiters, gotta stay on my grind. Now who that, who that? They do that, do that. Paper over all, I thought you knew that, knew that. IGGY, took my name in bold. I've been working on my business with some change of clothes.
Listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I'm so fancy.
I love it. Isn't it cute? And then she did the tap dance routine. And Shelly, this morning, because I did start my day with this song, as I have been, I brought that up to you. And I said, didn't you take tap dancing lessons at some point? Don't you know how to tap dance?
Yes, I used to have a little top hat and a cane and a little leotard that had fringe. I was fancy.
Sounds like
it. I know there was pictures that existed at one time or another, but I don't know if they do anymore. Aww. They were really cute. I had a little sass foot. That's why I recognize a sass foot when I see one.
Because you know all about how it feels.
But it's interesting because when we were talking about that this morning, that's when I kind of like thought about like all the stuff I did as a child and how, you know, our childhood was crazy, but like I always threw myself into something, whether it was sports or arts. And it's crazy because I do that now. Like whenever, like, okay, I'm going through a breakup, so all I want to do is work. I just want to work because that makes me feel good. And then I get things handled. And then that journey of getting things handled makes me a better person. But it's crazy. I didn't even think of little Shelly. And that's what I had. I was like, I wonder if mom saw that I was a performer, and that's why she was trying to nurture that. She just couldn't afford it.
Yeah, that is expensive. But that's cool. I love that. Like, it's a little act, a little entertainer. And Shelly and I just love vaudeville. And today, the old, like, that's a great voice.
I was doing the Wizard of Oz. If I only had a brain, a heart, a home, the knife.
Like, what is that? Because, you know, that... What is that? It's mites and kites.
Mites and kites. I'll tell you something, brother. Let me kill you a little skidoo, and here we go. From me to you. Hello. We bring vaudeville to the modern age. I go, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, you and me.
Oh, that's good. That's the old soul part of us.
I know. Well, you want to talk about something that's not so old?
What?
The power of makeup, Danielle.
Oh, yes.
Because let me tell you something. When I took those lifts, you know, like I said, I was on the gig, and I met some amigas, as per usual, and I was telling them how I'm thinking of getting body makeup to cover up my tattoos, and unless a casting calls for somebody with tattoos, just act like they don't exist, because I feel that they're really hurting me. I know they have. People have told me they are, even though I have the makeup. So I'm just going to pretend I'm in a kayfabe. Uh-oh, hold on.
I guess there is a Mertz alert. Hold on, Mertz, you go outside?
You jinxed us, Danielle. But it wasn't a Mertz alert in the sense where it was barking. He had to pee. And it was like being a good boy.
Yeah, he was letting us know. He communicates with us.
He does. And
that's all we ask.
Yes, Mertz. So anyways, I was on set and talking about the tattoos, and one of the gals I was chit-chatting with showed me this video, and I posted it the other day on my site, and it tripped me out because I was already aware of Dermablend. So I knew how good of a product it is. That's what I was thinking of getting, Dermablend. I just don't know what my color is anymore. And not only was it Dermablend, a commercial for it, but this guy who they referred to as Zombie Boy is tattooed everywhere. Like, I mean everywhere. On his face, on his eyelids, and he looks like a skeleton. Like, he's like a skull tattoo all on his body. Oh my gosh, remember earlier today, I was like, we're just a bunch of skeletons walking around. Full circle. Anyway, so when I saw that, it just tripped me out. And this Zombie Boy, like, it's not even an attraction. It's not attractive. But there's something weird. Something I was like, oh, I can't watch this guy anymore. And he reminded me a lot of that guy I accidentally married. So it was really tripping me out. I was like, oh my gosh. I just can't escape this guy, huh? But, you know, this guy, and that's when I showed you, and I was like, isn't he weird?
It was interesting because I really had no idea what I was going into. And I just see this real pale guy who is just, like, just all flesh-colored, and he's just very intense and staring into the camera. And it was a very dramatic advertisement and demonstration, and little by little he just like rubbed something off, and you're like, what is this guy doing? Like, what is this? I feel a little creeped out. Like, I don't know what's going on here. Should I like be watching this? And slowly but surely he starts rubbing off the makeup, and then all of a sudden the music gets intense, and then he's like taking it off real fast, and then it shows them how the process of how they were putting it on and covering up his tattoos, and it was like, oh my freaking gosh, that's amazing. It looks like they're like just painting over them. And like, how did they do this?
Well, they did it backwards. That's the thing,
yeah.
Too. So like, they did it backwards, so you see him in the finished product, and then they rewind it to show you, like, whatever, and then he reveals. And yeah, you're right. It was like, I shouldn't be watching this. Who's this Zombie Boy?
His eyes, they kind of freaked me out a little bit. But that was a perfect, like, I was thinking, like, what is this guy doing?
Like, I don't know how I'd feel if, like, let's say, and I don't mind Lizard Man. You know Lizard Man?
Yeah.
I'm fine with Lizard Man. He doesn't trip me out. I think it's crazy, like, not crazy, like, he's crazy, but, like, oh my gosh, that's gnarly that he's so tatted and he has his tongue split. I am fine with Lizard Man. But Zombie Boy, I don't know if I could, like, if I could talk to him. Is that weird?
Well, I just had a dream last night, to be honest with you guys, and I told Shelly about it. I was so confused because I was already confused because I thought she had this gig to go to, and she kind of came in because she likes to sleep in the living room and I sleep in the bedroom, and she came in like at 7:30, and I thought, oh, should I, going back to how I need to wake up earlier, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I should just wake up because I can't go back to sleep. I'm like, no, just keep laying here and close your eyes, and even if you don't fall asleep, just relax. And I fell asleep until 10, but I came in here, and then you were here, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you just walked in the door, and then I had this confusing dream, and I didn't know how to feel, and we ran out of coffee, so I'm like, oh my gosh, at least we have some instant coffee, and I had a dream about Zombie Boy, and it kind of freaked me out, and like, the guy gets my mind. It's, I don't know, man, he's a strong vibes. I wonder one day if we'll ever, like, be in his presence.
That's the thing, Danielle, and he does have Twitter. I just looked it up right now.
Yeah.
Like, who is this? Like, it looks like this. His profile picture is how he's tattooed, and this makes me so... And here's the thing. Hello, I have tattoos. Hello, I'm a vampire. So it's not about... Oh, he's all tattooed. Again, I have no problem with Lizard Man. But Zombie Boy, this really... That's how he looks.
Well, maybe he's making an artistic expression of how... Like how you're saying today, we're in Hollywood Boulevard, just the reality that we are just skeletons beneath everything, and what he's just displaying what we truly are, the core of who we are, and it's our skeleton.
Look at this other picture.
Brain. Wow, that's intense, dude. But I don't know, maybe one day we'll sit down and chit chat with
will.
Him. I think so. I'm gonna
go out on a limb. I'm gonna follow Zombie Boy.
All right.
I don't know if that's playing with fire, because I don't know. He makes me feel weird. But it's not like, oh, he's a weirdo creep. It's like, I want to know. This is okay. Here's what it is. I want to know why. Why Zombie Boy? Why do that? Why tattoo everything? Knowing it's so permanent and owning it, which is fine, because everybody's different. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just not understanding how to feel about it. And it's crazy because, well, again, going back to when we were meeting up with Roper, I was tripping out and I was like, dude, like, I don't know what's wrong with me right now, and that's what I was sharing with you, my feelings. And then I just looked at you and I said, we're all just a bunch of skeletons walking around with, like, muscles and flesh walking around. That's weird. That's where I'm at right now. And I wasn't on drugs. That was just me being the soul I am, and I am aware of things and energy. I feel like that's why life wants you to be so fast. Like, you know, marketing, them, everything's so fast, so like you don't slow down. So me, I operate my life on slowing down to know what my surroundings are. So it's interesting that whatever that was that happened to my energy when we entered that area of Hollywood, I looked at you with a panic saying, we're just a bunch of skeletons. And then we were supposed to talk about this days ago, but we haven't been able to podcast till now. So we wrote down we wanted to talk about the Derma Blend, but I had no idea I was going to tell you that. That's why I know Zombie Boy is going to give us answers.
Well, and if you want to be all, woo, we can. After you had made that comment, then that's when we're meeting Roper in front, and you're like, I don't want to go in there. And so you decided to text him, and I looked up, and there was some street art, and it was on the back of a billboard, and it was a skeleton with a cell phone.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, it was what? Cause
and I thought of Zombie Boy.
And because, you know, there's all these artworks that are just kind of displayed around town.
Like the Fonzie finds.
Yes, Fonzie finds. We had a Batman find today.
We did.
We got to document that, mm-hmm. But that's besides the point. Anyways, that freaking Derma Blend has been there for you through thick and thin.
Let me tell you. Yes, thick and thin. Let me tell you.
Yes.
So, when I was a younger Shelly, I don't know why I would tweeze out these amazing eyebrows I have, but I would. I'd make them thin. And a lot of times people say, oh, that's because it was the look. But really, going back to old Hollywood, especially my rockabilly days, they were really thin because that's how old actresses had it. So to me, it was always nostalgic. Like, I know there was the 90s with the thin eyebrow, but that's not what I was going for. I just want to say for the record, because for me, it was, I remember seeing, like, pinups. I was always a fan of pinups. It was always really thin eyebrows. Whatever. So, being that that's what I would do, I was trying to find different products that would help me out, make it easier. So I got this stuff called Apple Stop, if people out there remember good old Apple Stop. And I didn't do it right the first time. I didn't leave it on long enough. I remember I was in Grandma's bathroom. And so, remember those ugly yellow sinks?
Yeah.
So then I washed it off, and I saw it was in the middle of my eyebrows. So, you know, I was getting the middle. So then I put it on again without reading the instructions. It says, don't do that in the first, like, 24 hours. Like, don't double apply. Well, Danielle, I doubled down. And as you know, as a result, my skin started, like, acid fizzling. I washed it off. It burned. And so for a long time, I had this burn, this dot in the middle of my freaking eyebrows. And so because of that, and it took so long, years, to finally fade, I went through so many different products. And at that time, I had money, so it's fine. But that's how I discovered Dermablend, and that was the best product. And what sold me on it, because I just had gotten introduced to it, I did a bikini girl, surprise, surprise, on this show called S Club 7.
Yeah.
And my friend, who actually is also involved in wrestling, Lana Starr, that's when I first met her. We were just both actresses before either of us were really wrestling. And I remember we were talking about eyebrows, and she told me that she, you know, draws her own eyebrows on, and they looked really natural. Not really natural, but it didn't look like drawn on. And I was like, why? And she was like, well, I went through that whole phase of really thin eyebrows, and I got them tattooed. So I was like, well, what do you do? And she was like, well, there's this stuff called Dermablend, and it covers anything. And so I was like, oh my gosh, so this is perfect for me. So that's when my Dermablend relationship started. Mm-hmm. And then it was interesting, because that's such a deep thing, and we joke about that dot. It's funny, because when I did the Danny Trejo shoot, which was a month ago, this pimple started at my forehead, in the middle of my forehead, and just now it's finally done, but the circle is still there. So it's like full circle, pun intended, with me being on set, being introduced to Zombie Boy, whatever that means to us, and coming back, that it's Dermablend.
Dermablend, it's been there. And even when I was working and makeup, I was sharing the counter with Dermablend, and I would see people come in, and they would have, like, it's for serious stuff too, not just people who have blemishes. It's
no.
Like burn, discoloration in the skin. Mm-hmm. Like, it's heavy duty stuff, and it's totally worth it, and it's fantastic.
Here's the thing. What it did for me, even though I had just a stupid dot in the middle of my forehead, eyebrows.
We called it the Indian dot.
The Indian dot, which is appropriate because we just love, you know, that culture. But anyway, so for me, even though to some people, and I feel like such a jerk saying this, like truly have, like maybe they're born a certain way or whatever, but to me, I was really insecure about that stupid thing. So finding Dermablend was really a confidence booster for me. And every time I've used it, it's always made me feel good. So I can only imagine these people that, like, those African-Americans that get that skin disease where then their skin starts to lighten. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they have a lot of, like, skin bleaching things, and like, or reversal stuff. And so, like,
No. I'm just saying, like, there's some people, like, they're born like that.
Yeah.
And what I was sold on Dermablend when I saw it at the mall was they showed a picture of somebody that's like that, and then they showed the after, and I was like, there's no way. And then I was like, okay, we'll see this dot I got going on. And then when I saw it wasn't there, I finally was like, there I am. So I can only imagine people who need it for true discoloration, what that must do to them. So it's like Dermablend, man. Like,
well, whoa, talking about full circle. What do you think it does to Zombie Boy when he sees himself?
God, that's all why I want to talk to him.
Because how the world sees him, they treat him
even
a
me,
way.
A tattoo lover. I love tattoos. The reason why he reminded me of my ex was before they did his face, they showed all the tattoos, and my ex was very tattooed, as you know. Like, everything was tattooed. Even parts of his head, but not his face. Well, he had a little bit on his face, but it wasn't covered, like Zombie Boy. So when he still had the face makeup on, that's when I was like, there's mayo. Oh my gosh. So it made me feel really weird.
Yeah.
And then when he took it off, that's when I had no words. I had no words. I was just like, and I was like, I don't think I can, like, I don't know, it's too much. And then, because I was thinking of mayo, and it tripped me out. But so it's like he already got me in a weird place. And then he revealed.
I wonder what he had experienced, because a lot of times people regret their tattoos, and I would like to ask him one day, have you ever regretted this? And how do you see people treat you differently since you've had this? And have you gone out in public all covered in Dermablend so you look like you have no tattoos? How have people treated you then? And what do you think about that, comparing the two? That's interesting stuff.
And you know what's interesting? I don't mean to be all whatever, but one of the girls that I was with when they showed me the video, and this is no disrespect to Zombie Boy, but she goes, imagine having sex with him. It'd be weird, because she was weirded out too. And I thought about it, and I just thought, like, maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like, because I put myself in that situation when she said it, not out of lust, but out of, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And I felt myself feeling dark. And I thought, does he have trouble dating? Because, like, if I were to date Zombie Boy, I feel he would trigger some darkness in me by constantly being reminded of death, especially because I'm trying to work through that, that he looks like Zombie Boy.
No, that'd be a good question. We gotta interview him.
But maybe me seeing him in person is a positive in thinking about death because of what I said today. We're just a bunch of skeletons walking around. I don't know, man. Zombie Boy's got me all effed up. And you too, you're dreaming about him.
I know. I don't even need to wake up all weirded out and not knowing how to feel about my life. I feel weird. That's how I felt.
See, that's, I feel kind of like I shouldn't have followed him, but like, I don't know. Who's Zombie Boy anyways, huh? Who are you? Who's this guy messing with us? We're just trying to podcast and talk about Dermablend and my stupid dot. And it's weird. I don't know. Maybe ask and you shall receive, you know. Yeah. Well, Danielle, it's getting late. Tomorrow's FTF Friday for me. You got stuff to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, if you guys want to check out where I'm at next, it's not in front of me, so go to ShellyMartinez.org on the front page. My whole schedule's there. And Danielle, hopefully she'll be more interactive on her blog page.
Yes. Another thing that I'm trying to get my life together.
You should write about postmodern jukebox.
No, I will. Yeah.
Anyways, go to ShellyMartinez.org. You can subscribe on there for free, and you can sign up with the email, new option. It does take you to ShellyMartinez.net, but that's a whole nother story. Just go to ShellyMartinez.org, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/LuchaGal909, so you don't miss a video. And I have some good ones coming up, so you don't want to miss anything we're doing over here. And you can get some 8x10s, ShellyMartinez.org, or you can go get some t-shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/ShellyMartinez. All right, Danielle. I'm Shelly Funtime Martinez, and I'm Audi. I messed up my own outro. And I'm Audi 5... It's Zombie Boy! 5,000 audios!
Toodles!
I'm a barista, damn it!